Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the CE Okoye Podcast.
Yo, what's up, fam? It's always good to have this time with you. Trust you've had a wonderful week. Listen, if you think your week hasn't been great, I want you to take a chill pill, relax, and give yourself some credit. I have a friend who always say to me, "You are doing greatly well." Feel free to say the same to yourself. All right, so check this out, y'all. My new episode is actually scheduled to be out in 2 days. But because of the outcry I got and reactions too that I got from my previous episode, I just had to do this. Mpo to my friend, alongside many other people, had their own reactions, things, had stuff to say about my last episode. And by the way, if you're listening to this and you haven't listened to my previous episode, The Mailman, I'd suggest you pause this right now and go to the previous episode and listen to it. Like, it's going to do you a whole lot of good. Trust me. Mpoto is a wonderful friend of mine, like I've stated previously. And I just want to use this opportunity to say a very big thank you to her, alongside every other person who has been listening to my episode, who has been listening to my podcast, who has been very faithful to following up on what I do and things I have to present. The next voice you're going to be hearing is the voice of Mpoto. Ladies and gentlemen, without saying much, I'm going to be handing over to her as she shares with us her own thoughts on the concept of the mailman. Enjoy.
Hello. Okay, so I'm an avid listener to the CE Okoye podcast, and usually there are lots of interesting, deep, and thought-provoking topics here. And the mailman is no exception. Now, if you're new to this, I would encourage you to listen to some other topics here, and you would find that there are some that you would relate with. Now, on the mailman, I would like to commend Mr. Abashakan for daring to take on the topic, because it's the kind that could set off sparks. Now, while I agree with a lot that was discussed, there are a few things I'd like to say about these myths. The real men don't cry myth, that's number one. Who says men don't cry? Crying does not make you less of a man or an unreal man. The way I see it, crying is just an expression of emotion. It could be hurt, it could be joy, even though it's most likely going to be the former. You see, if a man loses his wife, it is okay for him to cry. I mean, he just lost someone he loved deeply. A man lost his arm in an accident. It's painful. It is okay for him to cry. A man got his heart broken. It is okay for him to cry. Really, it is okay for him to cry. Crying is a way of letting off steam or releasing the pressure valve. You know, it gives an impression of vulnerability, of humanness. Even though, of course, there are lots of other ways men express vulnerability. You see, to not cry, for me, it's very unnatural and very scary. Who knows when the cord would snap? Now, the second myth was that the true test of a real man, notice the word real man, is his ability to bottle up his emotions. Now, this is very closely linked with the real men don't cry myth. Bottling up your emotions is not healthy, not for the man, and is not healthy for those close to him. Oga, you need to let off some steam. Take a brisk walk, run, take up boxing, like with a punching bag, not a human punching bag, but, you know. And then, I mean, or some such sports that would help you decompress. If you're hurt by something, it would be better to talk about it than to let it fester. I wouldn't feel safe around a man who bottled up his emotions. I mean, I wouldn't know what he's thinking. I wouldn't know what he's feeling. And when he's had it up to his eyes, the bottle that he's been putting these emotions in would explode. And what do you think would be the outcome? Men, you don't have any point to prove to anyone. And you would either end up hurting yourself, those around you, or you realize that you're a really, 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 really lonely person. Now, the third myth is that a man who lets a woman, it could be his wife or his girlfriend, pay for his stuff is a sissy. Now, this is deeper than it appears to be. And I'm not going to go into the girlfriend, you know, matter. I would focus on the relationship between a man and a woman, where the man and the woman are husband and wife. I see, I am of the opinion that marriage is a partnership where both parties support each other as the need arises, you know, for that partnership to work. Now, what if she's paying for his stuff as her gift to him? She decides to give him a birthday gift, and so she takes him shopping. So he's in the mall, and he's picking out the clothes he likes, and then she's paying for it. And we look at it and like, she's paying for his stuff. Oh, this man must be a sissy. Come on. Now, besides, this myth made me think again, and I'm like, what is it that makes it okay for a man to pay for a woman's stuff? Who cast him in that mold? Now, it's fine, it's nice, you know, when the man does that. We are just feeling, oh my God, he bought this for me. Oh, you know how we women do. But let's be very honest. We put undue pressure on the male man to prove himself. And then we put the female man in the position of, with that mindset of not being able to do things for herself or be totally dependent on the male man, when it should really be them complementing each other. There's no need for us to do that. There is really no need for us to do that. Now, there was something else that, it's not part of the myths, but there was something else that was talked about. And it's the part where Abasakan said that all women have ulterior motives. Now, that part made my hair stand. And I was like, what? I don't totally agree with that. Now, everyone, whether you're a man or whether you're a woman, we all have ulterior motives. Now, by ulterior, I mean unknown, unrevealed to the other party. And so, although the word is not in itself negative and could be used either way, it's most often used in the negative form. You see, so no research has proven that women have ulterior motives when they are going into relationships and men don't. In fact, if we're going to ask a lot of people, we'll find out that he didn't tell me the truth about what he really wanted. She didn't tell me the truth about what we could get, you know, different views about that. So it's just a matter of opinion, okay? Right. Now, I think that I've been able to put out my points, what I thought when I listened to the podcast, you know, my reactions to this. And I hope it's, you know, helps someone out there. Now, this is a conversation, it's got me thinking. And I realize that there is so much more that we need to learn about ourselves. Men are more analytical than emotional. It does not mean they're unemotional. Then women are more emotional than analytical. Does not mean that they are not analytical. I think that's it.
Wow, amazing. I trust you've been able to pick out a thing or two from the things she's had to say about this topic, the mailman. But before I wrap up on this, I just want to say real quick, every man has the responsibility or has been given the responsibility to lead. And so the purpose for this episode is to bring men back to the awareness of who they really are and what is really expected of them. I have a mentor who once said something. He didn't say it to me directly, but you know, he said in one of his teachings, he said that the responsibility of a man isn't just to produce sperm. Your responsibility isn't just to make babies, but one of your greatest responsibility is to offer leadership, is to offer guidance. And so you find out that our society isn't as functional as it should be because we have more boys than we have men. We have more boys who are so entitled, who are so spoiled, and yet we have a lot of void that is yet to be filled. A lot of people meet me and they're like, oh, you're the only boy. Oh, you are the only boy in the midst of several sisters, ladies. Oh, yeah, by the way, I'm the only son in the midst of several ladies. So, yeah, I thought I should just make that known. But, you know, a lot of people meet me and they're like, oh, I'm sure they've spoiled you rotten in the house. I'm sure you're that child who has everything he wants. Chale. There is nothing like you have anything you want, man. Like, for real. I'm not even kidding. I'm not joking. I don't get everything I want. I still do chores in the house till tomorrow. Whenever I go home to visit, I still do chores. I still run errands. I do work. I was heavily disciplined by my mother. Like, my mother held me close. Like, you know how you're like, this pekin fit spoil. So, to avoid spoiling, make I start now. So, even when it's assumed that you, even when you've not done anything, they assume that you are going to mess up in the nearest future. So, they start now to discipline you. So, sometimes, like, my mom just be like, what are you saying in your, sure you are saying nonsense in your mind about me, Abi? I'm sure my sisters listening to this now would laugh, but that is the truth. We would not have our society would not be spoiled today if we had disciplined men. Your daughters today would be safer if we had disciplined sons. And now it goes beyond discipline. Abbas said something on my post. He made something clear on my post. He said, training your son goes beyond you just telling them what to do. You're just teaching them. If you are a scammer, your son eventually would grow up becoming a scammer. So as a father, you know that the responsibility lies with you to be the model. You are the first mentor your son should have before anyone else. Who exactly are you? And I'm saying this to the generation that is coming, because a lot of our parents actually fear for our generation. But I trust that we can do better. Thank you so much for listening as usual. And enjoy the rest of your weekend. Oh, by the way, my new episode, like I said, comes up in 2 days' time. You don't want to miss it? Go check it out.